Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something a little different, a little odd, and I call those things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. Well, it's December, so even though it seems awful early to celebrate Christmas, we will eventually be hearing a lot of Christmas songs. But I'm going to put one on now for two reasons. One is, once you start hearing so many, I kind of tune them out. But if you hear it this early, maybe it'll get through. And this one's kind of special. It's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by the Petersons. And they add some rhythm to it as they move along. So it's kind of good to hear it now while it sounds very different. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by the Petersons.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you.
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by the Petersons. The next song is the 59th Street Bridge Song, Feeling Groovy by Harper's Bazaar. Just a wonderful mood song in my mind. And the original was put out by Simon and Garfunkel in 1966. And this cover came along in 1967. Both wonderful recordings. So be prepared to get into a good mood. 59th Street Bridge Song by Harper's Bazaar.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestone, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Feeling groovy.
Hello, lamppost. What you knowing? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do do. No deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
That was the 59th Street Bridge Song, Feeling Groovy by Harper's Bazaar. The next song is Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks wrote this song, and I was reading recently, how do you get people to open up and talk to you? And one suggestion was, there's some questions you can ask, and one was, what transitions are you going through in your life right now? And almost everyone is in some sort of transition somewhere. Stevie Nicks wrote this when she was 27 and was going through a transition. She was deciding whether to go back to college or stay in music, and whether to continue her relationship with Lindsey Buckingham. And she had some time by herself and started thinking about things, and out of it came this song, Landslide, by Fleetwood Mac, with Stevie Nicks singing lead.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
just heard Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. The next song is The Sikesh Shiloh by John Hartford. I'm a fiddler, not much of one, but I am, and I've listened to a lot of fiddle music, and John Hartford has consistently remained my favorite fiddler, also one of my favorite musicians. He just gets an extra little kick into his fiddle songs. This is a good example. So this is John Hartford with The Sikesh Shiloh.
On my back, my rifle on my shoulder, I'm going away to Shiloh, and there I'll be a soldier. Mm-hmm. I'll put my knapsack on my back, my rifle on my shoulder. I'm going away to Shiloh, and there I'll be a soldier.
Just heard John Hartford with the Sikesh Shiloh. The next song is Rose Colored Glasses, written and performed by John Conley. He's got one of the most haunting voices in country music. And a lot of country music, a lot of pop songs, they grab a metaphor and then they just sort of pursue it. This is a good example. Rose Colored Glasses. Here's the chorus. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, because they hide all the truth. Rose-colored glasses, yes, it does hide some of the bad things. On the other hand, some of what you see through rose-colored glasses, I think it's real. And this song sort of catches that whole genre of thinking of the good and the bad, and the rose-colored glasses you can see life through.
I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses to hear when I held you, and they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses. Times of trying, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I
Rose-Colored Glasses by John Connolly. Well, next up we're getting to my roots. Banjo and fiddle music, Appalachian style. This is Doc Watson and Gaither Carlton performing Groundhog.
Whistle up your dog, shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Off to the wood for to get the groundhog. Oh, groundhog. Here comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. Here comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. The groundhog gravy all over her chin. Oh, groundhog. Now run here, Sally, with a 10-foot pole. Run here, Sally, with a 10-foot pole. Twist his whistle pig out of his hole. Oh, groundhog. Look at them fellas, they're about to fall. Look at them boys, they're just about to fall. Eat till their britches won't button at all. Oh, groundhog. Now you eat up the meat and you save the hide. Eat up the meat and you save the hide. Make the best darn shoestring that ever was tied. Oh, groundhog. One mine's nearly broke, I need one of them. There's a little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. A little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. If you want any more, you can take it yourself. Oh, groundhog.
You just heard Groundhog by Doc Watson and Gaither Carlton. Next up is a 1958 classic. This is the Everly Brothers with All I Have to Do Is Dream.
Dream, 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 when I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so. And that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, 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 dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
The Everly Brothers with All I Have to Do Is Dream. Next up is Thank God for the Radio by the Kendalls. In programming and mathematics, too, there's a term, recursion. In the programming, it means where a program calls itself. So halfway through the program, or somewhere in there, there might be a place where it leaves that program and calls another program. And the one it calls this time is itself. So you can get nested recursions going deeper and deeper. And whenever I play a song on the show about the radio, I feel like it's recursive because I've got a radio show. You're listening to it right now. And here's a song about a radio show. So there's something nested deeper and deeper. And each time, many of these songs talk about what a wonderful thing the radio is and how it deals with loneliness and gives us connections and stuff. And so I get a kick out of that. Thank God for the Radio by the Kendalls.
At the wrong end of the highway, when the long night has no end, when there's no one here beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio. When I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue, thank God for the radio playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me and you. There's a song that we first danced to. There's a song that played the night we met. There's a song we fell in love to. That's a song I'll never forget. Thank God for the radio. When I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue, thank God for the radio playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me.
You just heard the Kendalls with Thank God for the Radio. Well, next up is what the closest thing to a wombat in tonight's show. When I was a child, I spent a part of my childhood in Fairfax, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. Bunch of kids there, a lot of kids. And this is one of the songs we'd sing. And sometimes we'd sing this particular version of it. Be kind to your web-footed friends, a wombat. Be kind to your web-footed friends. Usually when I record a song on the show, I don't like to leave a much of a break after the song. I get right into the next song. But that one, there had to be a little pause to really let it sink in that the song was over. The next song is Always on a Mountain When I Fall by Merle Haggard, sung by Merle Haggard. And it's a powerful statement. The part that gets through to me is the chorus, "Losing's just become a way of life for me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain when I fall." It seems that way sometimes, and I've thought about it a lot. I think the truth is we all fall quite often, but the ones that we really notice are when we're on a mountain, when we think everything is just going great, and then we hit the wall, and then we fall. And those are the ones we remember. And that's why looking back in your life, you could be like Merle Haggard and say, "I'm always on a mountain when I fall." And for me, the problem is when I'm on the mountain, I start thinking, uh-oh, here comes the fall. That's what warriors do. So, "Always on a Mountain When I Fall" by Merle Haggard.
Most of my life I've almost been a winner. I've come so close, but never really won. Just when I thought I'd finally made, I find myself back where I started from. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain. Then you came along and had me believing. For once in my life, my luck finally changed. And now you say you're gonna leave. Seems everything I do winds up the same. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm all.
On a Mountain When I Fall, sung by Merle Haggard. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think will reach out and grab some of you some of the time. And each song I pick does that to me. In our culture, the primary religion is Christianity. Other cultures, of course, some have completely different religions. In each culture, these religions are full of powerful stories and metaphors, and sometimes a song will catch that power and energy. It's too bad we don't sort of appreciate the other religions as much as we could, because it blocks us from having their music grab us, but our music can grab us. So here's a song, the first time I heard it. The first time I heard this song, I thought it was mystical. Though it's a Christmas song, I think it transcends a genre. And I'll play it now, where you aren't hearing a lot of Christmas songs. so you can kind of hear it clear. This is Mary Did You Know by Kenny Rogers and Winona Judd.
Sons and daughters, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know? Ooh, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will never get. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak. The praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know
that your baby boy is Lord of all creation?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will one day rule the nation?
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy,
heaven's perfect land, the sleeping child you're holding
is the great I am.
Mary.
Mary, did you know?
Kenny Rogers and Winona Judd with Mary, Did You Know? Here comes a hymn. This is a good song to sing with a group, Farther Along. And this version is by Blackberry Winter and Meredith Sisko.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested farther along we'll know more about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my sister, live in we'll understand it all by and by. Sometimes I wonder, why must I suffer out in the rain, the cold and the snow, when there often when death has taken our loved one, leaving our home so lonely and dreary, then do we wonder why others prosper, living so
Farther Along by Blackberry Winter and Meredith Sisco. The next song is Gold by John Stewart with Stevie Nicks singing harmony. Every state has sort of its own myths, its own story. When you think of Texas, you get it. New York, Virginia, you know, each one you can think sort of it's got its history. And California has one about lots of them, but one of them is the artist getting out and making things happen. And that's what this song is about. John Stewart wrote this song and probably lived it. So this is Gold by John Stewart.
Car and I throw in my guitar. sings rock and roll in the shower.
But I'm an old kid singing to a soul. There's people out there turning music into gold.
John Stewart and Stevie Nicks, Gold. The next song is the Gaither Vocal Band singing When All of God's Singers Get Home.
What a song of delight.
What a song of delight.
In that city.
In that city so bright. Will be lifted neath heaven's fair door.
How the ransom.
How the ransom will raise happy songs in his praise. When all of God's singers get home. When all
I like to think that before time began, before the world was created or galaxies flung into space, there was God, and he was singing a song. The music was so beautiful that it had to be heard, so God created. And down through the ages, he's always had his singers who picked up fragments of the melody, hummed bits of harmony, wrote phrases of poetry, or danced short movements. But no one has ever heard the whole song since that day God sang it alone. One of these days, he will gather all his children home, and one by one, the singers of all the ages will lift up their voices and fill in the parts life taught to them. At last, we'll hear love's sweet song as it was first conceived in the heart of the great songwriter himself. And it will be perfect. What music there will be when all God's singers get home.
As we sing here on earth songs of sadness or mirth, 'tis a foretaste of rapture to come. But our song can't compare with the glory we'll share when all of God's singers get.
God's Singers Get Home by the Gaither Vocal Band. The last song on the show today is Challengers by the New Pornographers. It's an interesting song. It's just very reflective. It's sort of saying something like, I don't know who we are or where we're going, but we're here now, and we are the challengers of the unknown. So see if you can get what this is saying. I'm not sure I do, but I get something. The challenge, it's called Challengers by the New Pornographers.
Yes, I know it was late. We were greeting the sun before long. And you live with someone, I live with somebody too. Leave it there for safekeeping. Wander the West Village in plains. That was the custom. Come down. On the walls of the day, in the shade of the sun, we rode down. Another vision of us. We were the challengers of the unknown. Be safe, you say. Whatever the mess you are, you're mine. Okay. That is the custom. I'm down.
That was Challengers by the New Pornographers. I've got another minute here, and I think I'll stick in a little bit of a song, just a statement, more of just a thought. It's called I Ain't Afraid by Holly Near, and I'll just play the first verse or so.
I
That was a little piece of I Ain't Afraid by Holly Near. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to reach out to you with musical messages. And right now, we have one last message, but it's not just for me. It's going to be from you, too, because you're going to join me, I hope. At least some of you will. So it's audience participation time, and I want you to join me. Get ready. Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.